This next song is has to do with, like, you know, been with my wife for 14 years. I know that's not that long. I've met married couples for 40, 52 years. But I've been through a lot with her, love her a lot. And I went through this one, and this one little experience with her. And just that, how all us humans, regardless religion, regardless race, we have that. Sometimes life gets to us, and our woman is really needs all that attention. That's why the media and the advertisement, they really advertise to them, you know. Just kidding. So it's called Nacho. It means, like, when your woman gets mad at you, how could I say it? Like, in many experiences, when they get mad at you, you know, it's a good way to sing this song, not just for your woman, but for your kids, like your daughter. Like, my daughter just graduated high school, and she's going to ASU right now. So, but I'd like to share this song with you guys, you know.
Stars, I will tell you and hold you and show you that you're mine, honey, brown lady. The stars, I will tell you how. honey brown lady.
A Lakota drum. This is a Sioux drum. Now I know you're probably asking me, what's a Navajo guy doing with a Sioux drum? I don't know. But yeah, our world's really changed these days. You know, we got a lot of even other elders and different tribes that really help out and that really come forth with all Native youth. And this drum was given to me at a performance I had in over in New Jersey at Rancocas Festival, about an hour from the Atlantic Ocean. And it was really, really beautiful. And there was a buffalo corral right there and a beautiful stage, a mound stage. And tribe was very, very nice. It was great. It was really good. And I was like, this is East Coast. And I've heard a lot of other things about you New Yorkers and stuff. But yeah, but it was really good. I really enjoyed the East Coast people. And so anyways, I had my other drum, and I was going to bring my other drum up here, but for some reason I connected with this one today. I was practicing my songs, and I was like, oh my God, my songs, they're gone. And I had to meditate. I was like, all right, songs, come back to me. Come back to me. So anyways, I got this drum and from my elder, and these the octagon represents the directions. This one represents the north, kind of the, it can represent this little dot right here. It's a star, it's an eagle. It represents the sunset, right? That night star right there. And then the other star on this side. And that's another thing with us Natives. We really have a connection with stars. The man star over here, there's a man star, female star, right in between them. It's called Nahokonspokon. That's a central fire. That's where life began, they say. And back then, when there was nothing here, nothing but space. There's nothing but space here. And the wind was the first one that came to where Earth was going to sit in this part of the cosmos. The wind came. It had an eyeball, and it looked around. It said, right here is going to be Earth. Right here, Dolish. Right there, slowly, the dark cloud came. Another dark cloud came. And, you know, God sent these beings down over here, over here. And the two clouds on the horizon side, the east side, they had their own sacred name. It was a male cloud and female cloud. And Nahotsui, don't know how to say, that's their name. And then over here is Now the tlij, Chachiel is the female one. Now the tlij had a little blue light. The other one had lights too in them. And as the clouds came together in moisture, it came together and it created a water. That water got bigger, 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 turned into an ocean, was making sounds like the ocean was really moving. That's how earth, the first day when God was creating the earth, he sent those holy people down there, and he says, Ian, you're gonna start that for me like that. And the Native American people and the Aborigines, the indigenous people, they're gonna pray to you guys for me. They're gonna name your names for me. So that's how that ocean came, and then they had a caretaker that took care of that. So that's how that became. And then as time went on, the indigenous people came. And let me just throw in there, I'm also a publisher. I do a Native Men's Magazine. So it's an online magazine. It's to better us indigenous men. And right now it's directed to Native American men that want to be better fathers, better grandfathers, better sons. How to just get an education and really just how we can just better our life as men in every aspect and use our traditional teachings. And so, but now I'm moving that to indigenous men of Asia, indigenous men of New Zealand, and the Maoris down there, and then over in Australia. And so been talking to the University of Sydney, some of their clinics, and been doing emails with a lot of the Okinawa people. So hopefully one day, you know, it's a nonprofit right now. Not right now, but it's in like almost there. You got a lot of my incubators that are, it was licensed, I stopped it because I wanna relicense it when it's international. So so yeah, I hope you guys are enjoying here the, what time we have here? Okay. All right. Let's get some singing on, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I was driving, and I think it was in way north Utah. They had a Buffalo Corral, and almost into Idaho. And that song just came to me. I was like, "What the heck?" And I started hearing that song. And then I got out, and I pull off at the Shoshone Bannock, kind of like down the road that had a buffalo. And I looked at him. I said, "Chiche, it's that grandpa." And I started tapping this. I said, he started walking. He said, "Oh, good thing there's a fence, huh?" And I said, I was like, "Wow, that was really, really beautiful. It was a really beautiful experience." So in a way, that song is kind of like, as you're singing that song, don't go after it. It will come to you. That's what I learned right there. And same thing with a lot of things in my life, you know. For my first part of getting my degree, I was going after it. I was physically draining myself. All of a sudden, I went to ceremony, and that song came, and I forgot about it. I went to ceremony, and then I came out, and I don't know, being young, I just took a couple days, and it dung in, and I said, "Oh, you know what? I need to pray that this will come to me. I need it that way. It'll come more easier." Start stressing myself out. And I was working all day, and I was taking night classes. And when I graduated, I cried, man. I really liked that. I'll share this next song with you. I sang this one to some Wild Horses by Holbrook. I'm away,
to the heavens, open the bony, I'm running with my prayer. To me, just like a butterfly, each and every other day, she was a different color, a different color. Oh, she's so amazing, she has an amazing smile. He reminds me of the sunshine and the rainfall. Oh, you can't miss it. Oh, you know we don't know when. Oh, you know we don't know when. When do we don't know when? Oh, you know we don't know when. We don't know when. Oh, you know we don't know when. Every time when we're together, I think of the butterfly playing with the hummingbird. Oh, you know we all know when. Oh, you know we all know when. When we all know when. Oh, you know we all know when. We all know when and when. La la hey ya hey ya hey hey. La la hey ya hey ya hey ya. Hey ya, hey, hey ya, 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 hey. Hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey ya, hey. The light of my life is so beautiful. She's so beautiful to me, just like a butterfly. Each and every other day, she was a different color, a different color. Oh, she's so amazing, she reminds me of the sunshine and the rainfall. Oh, you can't miss it. Oh, you know we don't know when. Oh, you know we don't know when. When do we don't know when. Oh, you know we don't know when. We don't know when and when. Every day when we're together, I think of the butterfly playing with the hummingbird. Oh, you know we don't know when I. Oh, you know we don't know when I. When I, we don't know when I. Ho! Y'all know we don't know when I. We don't know when I. No when. Lay away, away, hey, hey, hey. 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 Lay away, away, hey, hey, hey.
I went through, oh my God, that song, when that song came to me, man, I was behind on my rent, my truck payment was behind, light bill, my babies needed to eat, my wife and I were crying, $2,000 a week working construction wasn't enough. And I kneeled down to God back in 2000, and I was like, I need something, God. I need something. I said, I know I don't really ask for a lot, but I don't like seeing my kids. I don't like seeing my wife like that. So that song came. Amazing, it just came on its own. It's like,
the light of my life is so beautiful.
Man, just that rhythm. I remember our lights shut off and refrigerator shut off, all the lights shut off. And I got home from work and I told my wife, I said, you guys sit down right here. It was dark and they were crying and they had no food. And then I sang that song. That next day, I got asked to sing. And I just recorded one album and I gave them my rate. I said, take it or leave it. I ain't bringing that son of a gun down. You can take that. And the guy didn't question it. He goes, all right. He goes, okay, we'll do it. Went up and performed. God, it was amazing, man. How God works, huh? I feel like he just really tests. And just really, like, how bad do you want it? And, like, even before this show, my whole nasal got, boom, just got hit. And I was like, oh, man. I said, I got a performance in a couple of days. And my throat was really, it was, if you had heard me 2-3 days ago, there's been no way. And I prayed. I said, oh, man, I just prayed real good. I said, oh, man. So you're always testing me. I said, man, but I love you. And I know you got a reason. And I said, and I knelt down and I prayed. And I just walked into Walmart and asked that pharmacist guy, I said, need to get this out. I got a big show in 2-3 days. And he goes, wow. And he goes, really? He gave me something and I put it down. And first time it cleared out and I couldn't believe it. And then he goes, I want to see how that works. He goes, come back to me, the doctor said. I said, are you serious? What did you give me? He goes, usually like effects like in 10 days, but he goes, but come back. He goes, I want to make sure you're okay. I said, all right. I said, holy cow, I hope I'm going to be okay. And I went back over there. And he goes, hey, you're pretty all right. And I said, yeah, my throat is pretty okay, I told him. So, but how's everybody doing out there? You guys doing okay? Or, yeah? Okay, cool. I'm hanging in there too. We probably got about 10 minutes up here. See, what can we do? Well, you guys are a really fantastic crowd. The last time I performed was in 2009 when the Cardinals went to the Super Bowl. Am I the only one? Okay, all right, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. There's another one coming. I wish I brought my gourd. I just left without it. For some reason, it stayed behind. Let's see here. How'd that go? How'd it go?
Dimples in your smile, yes, my cheers. Your lips are so pretty. I love your lips. Oh, your heart. Oh, your heart. Oh, your heart. Oh, your heart. So pretty, I love your lips. Oh, your heart, your heart, oh, your heart, oh, your heart, your heart, oh, 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 your heart. So pretty, I love your lips. Oh, your heart, 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 oh, your heart. Oh.
This blanket right here was given to me by my editor. His name is David Whitney. He's 21 years into the publishing business. And there's a lot of people that look like David out there. I'm just kidding. But he's in Atlanta, Georgia right now. And I tried getting him out here. He lived here for like 12 years, and he moved last year. And this blanket right here is a Navajo chief blanket. And the story about these blankets is Navajos didn't have chiefs. And they had leaders, they had medicine people. And don't question me because I'm Navajo. I'm just kidding. But anyways, how it all began was that beginning of time. When we were made of corn and water and right there, like a little figurine, they had the drawing of the corn, and they had the eyes and the mouth and the nose, and then right around the corn was the corn husk. That corn husk right there, that corn husk represents these blankets right here. That's the meaning of the Pendleton blankets when we go into ceremony with them. When we go into ceremony with Pendleton, I know Pendleton started back in, I think, the 1800s. There was a lot of traveling around with the cowboys and a lot of the natives up in the Oregon area. And I was I was talking to the manager up there. I said, do you know the story of the blankets? And he goes, no. He goes, but that one's $140. He goes, I said, oh, thank you. I said, I see that. I said, but I'm just saying. I said, our elders, our medicine people, that's been carried on since the 1800s. Even further than that, I said, because Navajos, we've made rugs, and those rugs, we made them into blankets. And then a lot of the tribes of the Comanche, the Apache, the Lakotas, and I think the Crees too. I think it really went that far. The Crows for sure, the Blackfeet for sure, and I heard a lot of medicine men even today. They always say, back then, all the tribes were our enemy, and the only one that helped us was the Crow. I said, oh, really? He goes, yeah. And then I heard that as I became older and older, and Hojoonja ceremonies, and Navajo, and then Native American church ceremonies. I said, wow, that must be really true. And then I said, then I was headed to UVA. I was getting my Native American Studies degree. And I get that, huh? A Native going, getting his Native American Studies degree. Wow. And the teacher says, all right, I want to see everybody's grade. And the white guy, I got an A+. And then the black guy, yeah, I got a B+. How about you, Native? Oh, I got a D. Come on, we need you to get an A. I'm just kidding. I had lunch with my uncle today. He goes, are you going to be okay on stage? I know you haven't sang like in 5 years. I said, God, you feel me? He goes, yeah. He goes, I know how, I got an icebreaker. You can tell the crowd. He goes, what do you call a sheep with no legs? I said, what? He goes, come on. He goes, what do you call a sheep with no legs? He goes, a cloud. So I said, and he goes, oh, I got one more for you. He goes, I got one more for you. I said, oh, God. He goes, what do you call a cow with no legs on the ground? I said, are you serious? He goes, yeah. What do you call it? He goes, remember, you can tell the crowd this tonight. I said, all right. And he goes, and tell them your Uncle Irwin told you to tell them. I said, all right. I said, okay. He goes, what do you call a cow with no legs? I said, what? He goes, ground beef. So, yeah. Man, and then I was in a ceremony too, and this guy, he goes, a Navajo, When you say earth, it's Nahustan. Earth, Nahustan. And then when you say your woman, your wife, you say Nahustan. You get it? And then, so the medicine man was right here, then the two patients over here. And then the medicine man was talking to the husband, and he didn't know how to speak Navajo, but the wife did, and she was fluent in Navajo. And all the patients were around, sitting around, and getting ready for a ceremony. So the medicine man tells him in Navajo, he says, I want you to get this smoke. I'm going to give you the smoke. You blow it, the smoke, you bless the, he's saying this in Navajo. Nahustan, bless the ilich, like bless the earth. But he didn't use his hand, he was just talking. Nahustan, bless the ilich, he goes, Aro yadichil, the sky, and then bless the Holy Spirits and, right there in front of you, you know, everything in four directions. He goes, go ahead. He goes, Kadilich. He goes, he gave him the smoke. And then everybody was watching him. Remember, Nahustan, that's the earth, Aro Nahustan, that's your woman. So he got it confused. So he started puffing the smoke, the holy tobacco, and he blew it on his woman. And all the smoke came out of her hair like that. And she hit him, what's wrong with you? She said, you're supposed to bless the earth, not me. I was like, wow. I said, I'm not going to laugh because I don't want that to happen to me. Okay, hold on. Song came back to me. Okay, the song that I'm about to sing, it comes from where I'm from. Where I'm from, I'm going over my time now already. We'll end it with this one, okay, guys? Okay, Red Canyon, Zabije. This is where I come from. Oh, thank you. You guys were awesome. Have a good night. I forgot. Always see.